Good morning. This morning's class and breakfast are dedicated in loving memory of Yosef ben Rachel by Alan Mala and family. As I mentioned yesterday, I want to discuss today the obligation of women in tefillah. It's a Mishnah in Masech Berachot Adaf Kaf that although women are generally speaking exempt from positive time bar mitzvot, when it comes to tefillah, they're obligated. Why so? We discussed and we'll briefly discuss again. The Gemara has two different girsah, two different versions as to the exact explanations. However, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kof Vav states clearly, Nashim Avadim, Afal pi shepturim mikriyat shema, even though they're exempt from kriyat shema, which quite clearly is positive and time bound, hayavim bitfilah, they're obligated in tefillah mipene, the words of Shulchan Aruch, because she mitzvat aseh shelo hazeman gerama, because it's a positive, non-time bound mitzvah. In other words, the words of Shulchan Aruch, much as the words of Harambam, except that tefillah is a biblical mandate, it's a mitzvah from the Torah, without a specific time. The time is rabbinic. The specific tefillot are from the Hachamim. The tefillah as a concept, as an entity, which is relevant and present at all times, that's min haTorah, and for that reason, women are obligated. Magen Abraham here in Siman Kof Vav comments on this point and states the following. He says, well, according to Harambam, it would appear, he believes, that women are obligated once a day in prayer. We'll address that in a moment. But after all, if the obligation at its core is because it's a positive, non-time-bound mitzvah, they'd be obligated once daily. According to Ramban Nahmani and all those who follow in his approach, whom we mentioned yesterday and the days beforehand, that tefillah, that prayer, is rabbinic in nature. Well, if at its core, it's rabbinic in nature. And nonetheless, the Hachamim obligated women, as the Mishnah says. And the Gemara explains the reason, because it's a call, it's a plea to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for mercy, for Rachamim. It would seem, he therefore states, that women wouldn't be obligated in just one tefillah. They'd be obligated if the whole entity is rabbinic in all the rabbinic mandates. If the rabbis obligated men in three tefillot daily, well, then maybe it would by extension mean that this mitzvah, which is rabbinic in nature, but nonetheless women are obligated, they'd be obligated in all three, or at the very least, shahrit and mincha, maybe arbit, which is reshut, and we'll address on another occasion, women are not a part of. But it emerges then a tremendous mahloket in the poskim, Shulchan Aruch, however, being clear as the obligation of women in one tefillah, or in two or three tefillot daily, Sfaradim clearly would maintain like Shulchan Aruch, but that's the explanation of Shulchan Aruch according to Magen Abraham. Magen Abraham goes a step further. He says that the plea and call for mercy, which is the mitzvah from the Torah, the words are only rabbinic in nature. Maybe women, writes Magen Abraham, according to Harambam and Sfaradim, can fulfill their mitzvah and tefillah as a result by just making a request daily. A request would be sufficient. They do netilat yadayim in the morning. They turn to Borei Olam, make a quick request. They would fulfill their mitzvah ta'aseh min ha-Torah by so doing. Those are his words. They are far from universally accepted. For example, first and foremost, with regards to what that request could look like, Chacham Ovadia Yosef in his She'elot Teshubot Yabia Omer Chelek Vav in Ora Chaim Siman Yod Zayin writes the following. He says, if you read the words of Harambam carefully, both in Hilchot Tefillah as well as in Hilchot in his Sefer HaMitzvot, he's clear that the mitzvah from the Torah, not from the rabbis of Tefillah, isn't just a request, what we call a bakasha, it's a shevach bakasha and hoda'ah. So even if we're going to only obligate the women in the bare necessity, in the structure that's most simple of tefillah, they'd nonetheless need to start with praise, it can be a simple praise, then have a request, and then conclude afterwards with a thankfulness. Anything less than that, they wouldn't even fulfill the mitzvah from the Torah. But Chacham Ovadia Yosef continues and he points out that even if they could fulfill it that way, he writes that we do have a structure. He says, "Mikom makom yoter nachon leitpalel shemone esre berachot sheyisedu lanu anshei kneset hagedola shekol divrehem neemru b'ruach hakodesh u'besodot niflaim." He says, even if the bare necessity of a woman for Sfaradim could just be Borei Olam, you're fantastic. Borei Olam, I'd like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you for that. Even though that could be, he says, nonetheless, and he quotes from many, it would appear that most appropriate would be a full-fledged Amidah. That's significant. It means the mitzvah of tefillah for Sfaradim, says Chacham Ovadia Yosef, for women would be amida, one amida daily. They can choose if it's shahrit or mincha, but they should be praying one amida daily. Chacham ben Tzion Abba Shaul in his Sheilot Teshubot Or L'Tzion Chelek Bet disagrees. He maintains that even according to Harambam, that mitzvah is biblical in nature, that it's mid'oraita, not mid'rabbanan. Nonetheless, women would be obligated in all the prayers, at the very least in shahrit and mincha. There's no reason, he argues, to leave this mitzvah just at its biblical level. The Hachamim, who extended the biblical level for men and said, well, you and I might only be able to pray once a day, but the Hachamim said we should be praying more than once a day, three times a day, says Chacham ben Tzion, and the truth is Aruch HaShulchan, and many others made this argument as well. Sfaradi women should be praying at least two tefillot daily. Chacham Ovadia Yosef, right there in that Teshuban, Yabia Omer, disagrees with this and maintains quite clearly that women are obligated in only one tefillah. He says, although you could make what's called a safek sefeka lechumra, say maybe women are obligated in tefillah just like men, only on a rabbinic level like Ramban Nachmani. And even if they're obligated on a biblical level like Harambam, maybe they're still like Aruch HaShulchan, Or L'Tzion, etc., obligated in all the tefillot. He says, we don't do that with regards to mitzvot midrabbanan, which is what we're assuming over here. And therefore, his concluding words are, maskana didina, the conclusion is, she'en hanashim hayavot min hadin litpalel shalosh tefilot bayom. Women are not, mi'ikar hadin, from letter of the law, obligated to pray, sfaradi women, three times. Ela day bitfilah ahat bayom, once a day, amida. Umatov she'tiye zo tefilat shahrit kolel birkot ha-shachar. It would be ideal, we can address separately, that it be shahrit in the morning. However, it goes without stating, if they want to be stringent, if your wife, if you yourself, your sister, your mother want to be stringent on this matter, in order to fulfill even Ramban Nachmani, what we might refer to as the Ashkenazic approach, or L'Tzion and all of those, of course that's absolutely appropriate. So it means that what emerges is amongst the poskim all the way back, there's been a debate, a dispute with regards to the exact nature of Chovat HaTefillah, obligation of women in Tefillah. It's no question in explicit Mishnah and Berachot that women are obligated. To what extent? Lots of details. When all the dust settles, we suggested and we analyzed it and set it forth as a mahlok, a dispute amongst the Gedolei HaSefaradim, Chacham Ovadia Yosef, once a day, ideally shahrit, Chacham Ben Tzion Abba Shaul, two times a day, shahrit and mincha. What about, lastly, women who are mitapelot b'yeldehim, women who are dealing with raising their children? Is there an exemption? Chacham Ben Tzion Abba Shaul and his Sheilot Teshubot Or L'Tzion Chelek Bet completely exempts such women from tefillah. His understanding is, under such a circumstance, we look at the woman as if she's onus. It's beyond her control. She doesn't have the capability physically, psychologically, to focus properly. And as a result, we can revert back to what Magen Abraham said is the bare minimum. Let her be thankful and then, praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, making a request and then thankful. But in truth, she's probably patur, he argues. It's far from simple, however, that sort of kula would apply to all. It is quoted from the son of Hafetz Chaim, Zichrono Livracha, in his memories from his household. He writes that his father instructed his mother not to pray daily, even though he has no mention of this in his book, Mishnah Berura. That's what he writes. He says that his father told him, Imi Zichrona Livracha, this is the son of Hafetz Chaim writing, Kim'at v'lo hitpalela, when we were under her jurisdiction, when she was raising us, she rarely, if ever, prayed. Be'omrali, she told me, says the son, ki avi patera mize. My father exempted her. Mishum shi oseket bigidul banea, because she's involved in raising her children. There are many other poskim who reiterate this sentiment in Or Emet LeYaakov of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, and Siman Kof Vav in the footnote, he as well makes this claim, as do others. In this book, however, Mechkere Aretz, in Hele Gimal, in Siman He, he qualifies this, and he makes clear, he says, listen, when we're dealing with maybe once upon a time when there was no help, when there was little schooling, when the children were literally, and their households were oftentimes a lot larger and a lot more stressful, in those circumstances, it's easy to make the claim of onus. In today's day and age, Each woman, each person needs to be honest with themselves. But much harder to make the claim that Bizman Hazeh, a woman who's raising children, even with the stresses, doesn't have the capability to have Kavanah and pray at least once a day with a full-fledged Amidah. To the extent that just 2 weeks ago, this book was released. It's called Kuntres HaZichronot. It's Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, Zichrono Livracha, his memories of what he saw by his uncle, the great Hazon Ish, Rabbi Avram Yeshaya Karolitz. And here on page Kof Bet, in Ot Ayin Het, he writes the following. He says, Nashim hayavot becholat tefilot chutz mitfilat arvit efshar ulay lehakil. An issue I mentioned we'll deal with, but Ashkenaziot obligated in all the tefilot. That we understood. However, the most important part, he continues and he says, Rabbi Bamberger katav shesha'al mimaran ve'eshiv shehayavot becholat tefilot ve'im yesh lahem yiladim. They have children. Maybe there's an exemption as they're, so to speak, sick. They're the people who are dealing with sick people. But righteous women can and will find the appropriate time for prayer. What seems clear to me in terms of the letter of the law over here is that the claim could be made by any woman. Well, I can revert back to the words of the poskim. Each woman should be honest with herself to determine whether that's truly her reality. When the Gemara says that tefillah is a significant natured mitzvah to the extent that rahamim is something that certainly women are involved in as well, I think it should be taken to heart to the extent that women should be on their own, self-encouraged, to dedicate themselves to one tefillah a day. So to summarize then, women are obligated in tefillah every single day. There's no questioning that. That's the Mishnah. The nature of that tefillah, matter of dispute. How many times for Nashim Ashkenaziot, all the prayers. For Nashim Sfaradiot, a matter of dispute. Hacham Ovadia Yosef, whom we are very comfortable on this matter, who quotes many of the early authorities on this matter as well, once daily. With regards to a woman who's dealing with her children, hakol lefi ha'inyan ve'hamatzav, each woman needs to determine based on her circumstances. There is grounds for exempting herself. However, if she wants to fall under nashim tzidkaniot of hazon ish, or more simply speaking, if she has and she's honest with herself and authentic, the time, the capability, based on help, based on schooling, to dedicate herself to just a few minutes daily to pray the Amidah, she can and should do so. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen. Amen.